It's not easy getting back into the workforce after taking time out, but it can be done. Workplace expert and author Michelle Gibbings joins me now to share some tips. Hi there, Michelle.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. I imagine getting back into work is both a psychological challenge as much as a physical one. What are some considerations when you need to take the plunge again?
Important thing to start with is almost do like that skills audit. So work out what are the skills that you had before you left the workforce, but what are the skills that you've acquired since you've been out of the workforce? Because often if you've taken a break, and it could be for a variety of reasons, that you may have been involved in voluntary work, you might have been involved in some sort of community work, and you will have acquired skills over those time. And what you want to be able to do is then see how do you bring those two unique skill sets together to package them up. Because that's what you're doing, is you're taking them to market to make an offer. Now, here I am, and this is what I can do.
Right. Well, that's a really good point. I hadn't even thought of that. A lot of people do volunteering when they're not working as well. And then it's also about recognising what's out there, though, right, and how those skills correspond.
Look, exactly. And if you think about the world of work has always changed. And what you want to be able to do is understand what's in demand. So what are the types of skills that people are looking for so that you can then pitch what it is that you've got that aligns with what it is employers are looking for. And sometimes it's actually just a shift in language, because someone might go, oh, but I haven't done anything that looks exactly like that. But when you actually step them through what they've done in the past, the type of work they're doing is exactly the same. It's just that the language that people are using is different, or they might need to be able to use a new piece of technology. So it's really important to be able to understand how you can tailor and fit what it is that you've got to suit what employers are looking for, but also then recognise there might be some additional skills that I need to acquire to make sure that I'm future ready.
Oh, that's a good point. So it might be a TAFE course, or just doing a little YouTube video, just watching some tutorials, or just being open to the fact that you have the capacity to do it and it might be something you learn in the role.
Look, exactly. And I also think, you know, talk to lots of people, because the more people that you talk to, and that's from a number of angles. One is to tell people that you want to get back into the market, because you might have a friend or a former colleague who goes, oh, right, I actually know that there's an opening. So you want people to know that you're looking. But also because they'll be able to give you ideas about what's available, how things might have changed in recent times. And it's almost like you're doing like a scanning of the market and getting as many ideas as you possibly can to help them do that alignment fit, the fit between what it is that you offer and what the market's looking for.
I imagine confidence plays a big role in that. Do you have any tips for sort of building up your confidence?
One of the important things is to really, it's to write down what it is that you've done and the things that you've been proud of. Because often what I find people say is, oh, look, you know, when I get into the interview, I get really nervous. And it's natural to be nervous, particularly when it's something that you want. So you want to walk in prepared, get really clear around, here are all the benefits that I've been able to deliver in previous roles and things that I've done. And also when you write it down and you reflect back over your career, sometimes you forget the things that you've done, and you can sit back and it's almost like you not wallow in it, but you do that sort of sense of, wow, look at all that stuff that I've achieved. How amazing was that? Mm. And that boosts your confidence, because you're able to recognize in the past, I've done a whole raft of things that were interesting, that were challenging, where I was able to deliver and I felt good and my employer was happy with what I did.
And sometimes some of the most testing things, the most challenging, stressful, horrible things that have happened in our careers, you look back at them and you're like, oh, wow, that was a moment. That was a lesson to be learned, or a big challenge to overcome. And actually, I'm pretty proud of what I achieved.
Oh, look, exactly. And I also think it's often in those really tight, tough, challenging moments that you learn so much about yourself, and you can surprise yourself sometimes about what it is you're actually capable of achieving. So yeah, absolutely. I think you look at those challenging moments as you're going through it, and it's hard, but in hindsight, you can look back and go, I wouldn't be where I am now, but for the fact that I went through that.
And for those who don't have a job, do you have any recommendations for ways you can build your resume?
I think one of the most important things is look at work that you can do where you're getting into the community and you're supporting people, so doing community work or doing voluntary work, because what you want to be able to do is demonstrate to people that you're acquiring skills, and also look at short courses. And I often, you know, hear people say, well, you know, but when I'm unemployed, I don't have the money to go to a course. And I get that. But there's also a lot of stuff that you can do online. that's free. So we've got these amazing things that are called Maths Online Open Courses. And, you know, they're run by some of the world's biggest universities, and they don't charge for them. They charge if you want the certificate, but if you just want the learning, they don't charge you for it. So, you know, use the opportunity whilst you're unemployed to upskill, to learn new things, and also build new connections, because all the research shows that most people get their jobs through their network.
That's very true. Absolutely. Yeah, so having people to back you up, having good referees, maybe having someone to just double check that application before you send it in as well, right?
Well, I also think that's a really important point, because what I often see as well, particularly with CVs, people don't sell themselves. And so you read the CV and you go, but what about all this other stuff that you did? And they go, I don't know. And then when you kind of work through it with them, you can actually elevate your CV. And it's not about overselling. You've got to be really careful. You don't want to undersell, and you don't want to oversell yourself into a role that you're not capable of doing. But you do need someone who can help you and really challenge you to go, are you putting your best self forward? And are you thinking about all the things that you've done? And also the other one, which is a real, you know, can be the sort of the nail in your CV, is if you have spelling mistakes, typos, and grammar. So use a tool that can help you, or get someone that you know who can proofread before you send your CV off.
Thanks so much for sharing some tips with us today.
Oh, look, it was lovely having to chat to you. So thanks so much for having me on.